As it makes you feel kind of strange, say, why would somebody be like that? This is football, you know. We don't care about that. We go out there and play against each other, bump heads. We're knocking each other down and everything. Reach a hand and pick you up. We couldn't quite understand what it was. We didn't think about it as politics, you know, like it is now. You know, back then we didn't think about that. Back then there weren't that many bowls. Maybe what, 5 or 6 or 7 bowls. Got a chance to go to one of the big bowls, so not afraid at all. Just all I want to do is play football. Governor of Georgia made us think, and the students rioted and everything. And the team, my teammates voted and said, if I don't go, they don't go. Back then there was something like what, maybe 12 pro teams, and we were all seniors. And I said, this would be their last chance and our last chance. And I didn't want to hinder any of them. I said, push come to shove, I'll stay home. Wouldn't bother me at all, just so they could play. When we played down south, we were separated. The black players stayed at a black college or a motel that was close. And we went down south, we didn't mind, because we had a ball. We had no curfew or anything on us. The other players, the white players, strict curfew and everything, but we were in a black neighborhood, in a black area, and we knew the coaches weren't going to come down and check on us or anything. So we generally had a good time. We stayed up later. I was a Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, and I knew I couldn't go to the regular festivities they had and everything. So the black colleges down there made sure I had a party and everything to go to. The Georgia players were great. Like I say, I don't know how many of them were from the South or from the North, but all of them were great. They tackled me and everything and helped me up off the ground. True sportsman, that's what it was. See, I got letters and things from people all over the country, all over the world, praising me and telling me to stick in there. So it encouraged me that people say, no, hey, let's get rid of this segregation stuff and everything, and especially in sports. They want the best players out there playing the game on their team. It came along slowly, but it's more or less in now. That's what people want. The only trouble is, we wish they could get that in regular life.